Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, December 7th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube. Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the World Cup. Morocco is the only African nation remaining in the Qatar World Cup. They beat Senegal 3-1 yesterday on penalties. Spain missed three penalties in a dramatic shootout following a 120-minute stalemate. The Atlas Lions will on Saturday face Portugal that walloped Switzerland 6-1. Some of the African nations that have reached the quarterfinals in the past few years are Cameroon, Senegal, and Ghana. Their campaign in the Premier World Soccer event ended in tears. Apart from Portugal and Morocco, the other nations currently in the quarterfinals are Brazil, Croatia, England, France, the Netherlands, and Argentina. All eyes are on the Morocco-Portugal match set for Saturday. The first quarterfinal matches on Friday will see Croatia taking on Brazil, and the Netherlands are expected to give Argentina a torrid time. On Saturday is England versus France. Yebambe mahlabezulu linjani lapho kona endawo zonke zomhlaba. Namhla sibukela phambili sixoxa ngemidlalo yenguqu. Ele Morocco linqobe ele Spain 3-1 izolo. Amaqembu la abe nguchiki lobhanqa 0-0 okwenze ukuba kuchaywe imibekwa. Iqembu leli eselingene kuma quarterfinals linqikelana ngomgqibelo lele Portugal. Amanye amazwe ezwekazi le-Africa ayangena kusigaba sama-quarterfinals ngele Cameroon, Ghana, lele Senegal. Amaqembu akusigaba lesi okwamanje ngele Brazil, Argentina, Netherlands, France, Croatia, England, le-Portugal. Akwaziwa ukuba kozalwa nkomoni. So Zimbabwe is following these matches with keen interest in Qatar. Most of them are in Zimbabwe. Prince Manduna is one of them. He lives in Harare. That was soccer fan Prince Manduna speaking with VOA's Zimbabwe service. In Bulawayo, soccer fan Agnes Piri has not missed a single match since the game started.
Look at Kasam Jarolu, a bugeli.
Vera, I bugel, hunting a bengona by my shop, Vele, Marcus Villa, Hambales, and soup. Showing a tennis bag at it is the relevant pantry. Vere, Nepuscas, the poor Alamia, and Pagati, Okim challenging a new bugeli. Which
the mobile?
Yea, mobile, young Hamper.
When a janim, the Lele will come really big Camilla when I don't have Hamber and Mobile. So, and the body be willing.
Oh, we know we don't put a puma very.
Is Africa so tell Morocco?
Yeah.
So was a wait a
building at the time. I got a cushion. I got a morning on your hand, but
yeah.
Yeah, hand by.
Abant would have been loud about power of whoever city.
I when the battle in general.
About we in Rebellion's point.
I.
That was one of the soccer fans in this, Agnes Piri, who is based in Bulawayo. She was speaking with VOA's mobile services, Exa Chisa Spanda. And joining us right now is Reverend Isaac Mwase, who is a qualified soccer referee. He lives in Baltimore here in USA. Welcome to the show, Mwase.
Thank you, Dube. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you so much. And today we're talking soccer. You are a referee by profession. But my first question is, so far so good, what's your assessment of the World Cup?
It's been an exciting World Cup with a lot of surprises. It's great that we have an African team in the quarterfinals. Morocco, which went through on penalty kicks against a powerhouse, Spain, they defeated the world champ. So it's been quite exciting. Full of surprises.
And Morocco yesterday, I think you saw the game. What is your take on that?
If they play the way they played Spain, they might go far because they are very formidable when it comes to the penalty kick. And they have a very strong defense. And those two things might help them to make it through the quarterfinals.
And you are a referee. You have seen some of the refereeing that is taking place. What's your assessment of that?
It's been exciting to see the various referee teams from different parts of the world. We have the United States contingent that did the game on Friday. Includes one of our colleagues from Baltimore, Corey Parker. And the referee crews, they've been very professional and they've been making the right calls. There were a few calls that we're going to be debating, but overall the refereeing has been just excellent.
Yes. So if a referee is in the center of the park there, in such a big stage, How do you feel, really, when you are expected to deliver and you are just watched by millions of people?
You gain confidence from doing a lot of games, and these FIFA referees, they've got they passed the fitness test, and they have reviews with the referee panels that review what went well and what could be improved. They know the laws of the game and they seek to apply them impartially. And they spend a lot of time studying the team so that they get to know the players and they're in a position to manage each player from the knowledge that they gain from studying film.
So looking at one of the games that you watched and you thought maybe the referee could not have done, could have done a better job. Which incident did you see?
I do not remember any incidents right now that raised a lot of controversy. Those are going to be popping up. Referee associations review the games and try to figure out, did the referees make the right judgment call? Was VAR used properly? But right offhand, I haven't watched all of the games in person. Most of them I've watched. I recorded on DVR, and I would review them at night. But the few that I've watched from start to finish, the Brazil game and the U.S. game, I didn't see any calls that would have caused me concern.
Yes, and then in Shona, what can you say about the Morocco-Portugal game that is coming on Saturday? In Shona?
Rukuya iri Morocco paisa tamba ne Portugal Morocco inofana kutopinda mutambo uyu vachiedza kuti vasvike kuma penalty kicks nekuti Portugal kutamba kwavakaita nekurikita kwavakaita Switzerland zvese vatambi vavo vari kupisa and vari kuda kunwisa zvakanyanya saka Morocco ine basa guru kuti idzivise mastrikers ePortugal.
Thank you very much and stay on the line. We've got Alexander Cool Ruler Masego. He's a former Warriors kingpin and he used to be the captain of Highlanders Football Club. Welcome to the show, Masego.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Zander. So tell us your kind of view on the games so far, so good, Masego.
Yeah, hey, my games are so nice. I'm enjoying them because there's a lot of surprises.
So give us a breakdown about the surprises, yes.
Yeah, a lot of surprises, and of which we never expected. And the ways that we found at least one club from Africa which has progressed to our quarterfinals.
Aha. So, Nwaskangela Masego, kukumbuza nukunukunga uvukele World Cup play. Utala wako, lakatesi, njela, umjala, so utala wako.
Nzo kuluma ngekama elesilungu because ngathi football has evolved. Understand that. So it's much faster than the way we used to play it, Tina. Plus it's more of who is the big boss and there's no like he showing off how much skills are cool. You find individuals about show how much skills, you know, into the jalo. So to compare that with Dala Tina, you know, we used to play to enjoy the game. Lana badlalela ukuwina noku imali and you know into ezinjalo. So it's somehow changed but exciting at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So now in terms of the forthcoming quarterfinals, there's Morocco versus Portugal. What's your take on that?
I would like you. I would still favor the African country.
Mm-hmm.
As I said earlier, previously, very before the AMA World Cup in Qatar, I would still favor the African in Morocco, and I want them to proceed to Mbagubes Belfia, my final. This is basically the most probably the new team in the Kuruma afterwards, especially talking about the Kati, the young Kati. Yeah, then Pisela and JBC, my final as well.
So we also have a game, you know, that is very tough. England versus France. That's a tough game, right?
Yeah, that's one of the toughest games between the two countries. And ngokubona kwami, England might push, might go through because they are so hungry to get to this stage now. Because you know the previous World Cups they never did so much well.
Mm-hmm.
Understand?
Mm-hmm.
So Lapa, they are all eager too, and they are playing very well. Bashangene Nabo, and they've got a lot of youngsters who are eager to make to progress and for the national team. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the Netherlands, people are saying it may actually win the World Cup. Netherlands versus Argentina.
Right. Netherlands is one of the toughest games there against the Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
One obvious when we talk about you're looking at the likes of Obo Messi, Jova Mundo Verova, the talk of the town, talk of the world.
Mm-hmm.
The sense of which Alazaga winning next, hopefully winning the World Cup, but at the end of the day, Argentina level they are pushing what to go now. They figure out about finals, that kind of stuff. So I still think what maybe Argentina might go through the Netherlands. Yes, it's a tough game. Ngaphela I draw, but they get the penalties. So
mm-hmm.
And then the best goalkeeper will save the world.
Right, stay on the line, Alex. We're going to come back shortly. Let's take a break. It's a very brief break. Stay tuned. That have joined us today, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. You can also send us messages right now on our social media platforms. We are going to read all the messages. And right now we've got former Warriors kingpin Alexander Kurula Masego, and we also have Isaac Mwase. He's a reverend, he's a minister of religion, but few people know that he played soccer with very big guys. You know, so we are going back to Isaac Mwase right now. So Mwase, looking at your background as a former soccer player and now a referee, so tell us a bit about what you think about Croatia and Brazil. These teams look very tough.
Yeah, both teams look very tough, but I would give an edge to Brazil. Brazil kana mchihi utarisisa. Unaona kuti apana game ravakaita lose except Paraguay ne Cameroon. But my players are every position is very strong. Croatia, vane experience, vaka kwanza kuenda ma quarterfinals on penalty kicks because vane experience. Vaka kurira Japan yanga isina experience pama penalty kicks. I think Brazil vacha winner in regulation. I don't see that game reaching up my penalty kicks. Now, Brazil is just too strong in every position.
What makes people believe that Morocco may come out, very clean against Portugal? What's your belief in this game? What can you say?
Morocco kutiva kwanza kupura Portugal. Vanokwanda kuita score during the game, but then kutamba kuharuguita varu kutamba mostly vachiti let the other team have the ball the way they played against Spain. Nobody mukatarsa a game round in Spain. I think Spain had possession of the game over 70%, and it's going to be like that with Portugal. But then with Portugal, Mukavapango possession of the ball that long, they'll score. Saka and one Morocco which consequently and very beyond the quarterfinals.
Yes, thank you so much, and stay on the line. Alex Masebo, I think you heard what Mwase is saying about, Morocco giving the opponents, a lot of time to play around with the ball. Is that a good tactical move?
It works out good somehow, especially when you look at the previous game which they played. It's not like they were playing in an attacking game. Hold their own, make sure that they block each and every opportunity or dangerous positions, areas like Amar wingers and Mickey fielders who were coming in, Bona, they were behind the ball more than, over and above the ball. We understand. So, and all the other chances which they were getting, they were dangerous when they were attacking. So it works in some other against other teams, but sometimes it doesn't work. So we're not sure, especially when this one, when they are playing Portugal. Portugal is they like playing, any touch football and whatever, and obviously having those strikers who hold the ball and Amaranzabo on the wings also they are a little bit dangerous. But as I said, Utkona, as much as they are as good as that, I still wish Morocco would go through. I just want an African team to go through. That's my wish, because you know what? A lot of African players, they are making it in Europe. Europe is actually, yeah, it's held by a lot of African players. So I just wish that, you know, one of the countries here makes it to the final or whatever, even if it, a lot of people, opinions, everybody's got their own opinions. My opinion is to, is to wish Morocco to go through.
Yes, stay on the line. Hlalisani Nkatazo is on social media, is watching our show right now. He says, good luck, Morocco, but I like Brazil. And then we've got Manzini, who says, good luck to Morocco. Then we've got another guy who says, well, I'll be watching Morocco, but I support Morocco, but, you know, the game is complicated these days. Anything is bound to happen in soccer. Mthulisi Ndlovu, he says, yeah, you guys, I understand you very well, but I don't support Morocco at all. So you see, these are mixed views and so forth. So let's get back to Mwase. So Mwase, looking at the way these star players are performing at the World Cup, can you say that Neymar, Messi, Mbappe and others are doing what they are expected in these games?
Yes, they have delivered. Messi has delivered. Mbappe has delivered for France. And the young man who took over from Ronaldo delivered big time yesterday. He was the only one who had a hat-trick in this tournament. And so, you know, the big players are stepping forward. Now, the England-France game, that's going to be interesting because England... their star player has not really scored that many goals, and France is firing on all cylinders. So, and England didn't do as well when they played their game against the U.S. So that one, I don't know. France seems to be much more dangerous than England.
Alex, what's your take on the star players?
Yeah, the star players have delivered, as he has said earlier on. I don't think, as you know, if they hadn't delivered, I think our papers would be buzzing and saying, hey, look at these guys, they are being talked about, but they are not doing what they are expected. But so far, they've done their job and until we see these games which are coming.
You know, we used to enjoy soccer when we were watching people like Matuta Mpofu, people like, you know, Moses Chunga, people like Matinda Ndlovu, and you as well. Because you guys, you had some kind of skill, you know, Alex. And we used to enjoy soccer because of that. Are you enjoying now in terms of, you know, soccer being is something that is supposed to entertain the public?
So far, we are enjoying because there's a lot of surprises. Yeah, there's a lot of surprises. That's the reason why we're enjoying it. I think if those surprises were not there, it was going to be, it wasn't going to be compared to what we used to to do during our playing days. Understand? So, yeah, I think it's enjoyable because of that.
Yes, let's go to Isaac Mwase. So, Mwase, looking at the way, you used to play as well. You can even tell people which team you used to feature for. And, you know, soccer was entertaining during your time. Are you enjoying soccer right now, the World Cup?
I'm enjoying it. My claim to fame in playing soccer was in high school and club in Harare. And I played against Sheki Tauro. And was his left back when we were in high school at Highfield Secondary. It's nice to be, you know, to see, Sheikman rose to play for the national team and coach the Zimbabwe national team. And it's nice to see a soccer gain ground here in the U.S. where I'm living now. And it's good to see the surprise Morocco being in the in the quarterfinals. Sure, I would want for them to surprise Portugal and move on to the semifinals. But it's going to be hard because look at the other seven teams that are in the quarterfinals. All of them have got experience going this far, and I wouldn't be surprised if we have one of the big ones end up with the holding the World Cup trophy: Brazil, France, or Argentina. But the way they are playing, you know, Brazil looks very dangerous.
Oh yes, and just take a call. I'm coming back to you. We've got Roderick on the line. Roderick, welcome to the show, sir.
Yes, hello, my friend.
Roderick, how are you?
Hello. I'm doing fine, my friend.
Yes. Go ahead with your comment.
Yes. This World Cup is so shocking.
Mm-hmm.
You see Germany going out and Morocco surprised me yesterday. They played very well.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Spain missing three penalties while the Moroccans considered their penalty to use to at least them to a victory.
Mm-hmm.
So it is possible that Morocco may proceed.
Sama Borona to Runa Gizare, Nai Roger. Runa Gizare, Borona to Runa Gizare.
Yes, I am. Bora Runa Gizare, Singer, you know, Major Bagaru Naga, Rabba Tandra, one of these, like my African countries, also Angaga, Simba, like Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
Senegal, Sarah, Mekamerin, Aroma, a change of Macambis, Adasara, the Atero, Mukombinari, Africa, Inan Zara, Nemukombi. I was talking about the Tambira, the France, the United States,
Morocco is at deliver. Morocco is at deliver. Is that win here in Morocco? I think.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Roderick. Our time is up, Roderick. Unfortunately, we don't have extra time here. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Reverend Isaac Mwase, who is a referee, and former Warriors kingpin, Alexander Kurula Masego. And we wish to thank all the listeners and people who posted messages on our Facebook pages. We've come to the end of our show today. We wish to thank everybody. Let's meet again next time. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.